Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You sure he's not just back in the room still watching?
What was that, by the way? You threw that bobblehead we had made for him ridiculously hard.
He doesn't deserve an award.
He is lazy.
Man.
He is lazy. Your chance to sound off right after ours, 515-282-9010. The bank is open for the peaking at the right time Cyclones. How about that shot?
Oh, man. I don't know if he called it. They'll take it.
Said he didn't. Said he was blessed. Jordan Bohannon leads Iowa to an upset no one saw coming. That happened at Maryland. And Kurt Busch wins the Daytona 500, 515-282-9010. Sound off now. I had a commentary planned on Steve Prohm, and then Kim Mulkey went and made it impossible to ignore her arrogant insulation. Mulkey, who is a great coach, won her 500th game and used Baylor Senior Day as an opportunity to preach a tone-deaf message to the choir. If her goal was defending Baylor's institutional integrity, all Mulkey got wrong was timing, delivery, and message. Otherwise, great speech. Of course fans cheered. The sycophants don't want scrutiny on Baylor's rape culture any more than Mulkey does. 52 alleged assaults. Move on, nothing to see here. Then Mulkey doubled down and showed the Baylor bubble extends beyond pep rallies of tough talk and mic drops.
I work here every day. I'm in the know. And I'm tired of hearing it. This is a great institution. The problems we have at Baylor are no different than the problems at any other school in America. Period. Move on. Find another story to write.
Sorry you're exhausted. I'm sure the victims are too. Sexual assaults do happen everywhere. Rape culture, winning before morality, and refusal to take responsibility do not. I'd bet my house Mulkey's being told repeatedly how awesome her speech was. That's the problem in a bubble surrounded by bootlickers. Powerful people often have yes men nodding heads at everything. Yes, your farts smell like gardenias. When you win and people eat it up, you can lose sight of the Christian beliefs on which your school was founded. No doubt most of the students and alums at Baylor are upstanding people dragged into negative perception by bad apples and bad leaders. Kim Mulkey wanted to express her love for Baylor. She could have proudly done that and left it there. Instead, Mulkey reminded us Baylor is not at all convincing, that the win-at-all-cost culture has truly changed.
Man, well said, Keith. Baylor just can't get out of its own way. Pretty sad. Iowa State is peaking at just the right time. 5 straight wins. I think the key for the Cyclones making a run to the Sweet 16 or further is Deontay Burton. In Iowa State's 2 biggest wins, Burton was at his best. 29 points at Kansas, 22 against Baylor. Now, sure, he's had bad games and they've won, but I'm talking top 10 wins, Sweet 16 wins. Burton is the key. How does that future look, Hawkeye fans? Jordan Bohannon and Tyler Cook have been fantastic, and they'll only get better. Even though Iowa loses Peter Jock, I think the Hawks will be a much better team next year. Earlier this week, I ran a story on a major problem with high school sports in Iowa, referee shortage. Not something the average person thinks about. Casual fans just assume when your kids have a game, there will be referees that show up. Might not be the case in 10 years. The girls' union calls it a crisis, and we've heard many reasons for people not wanting to become referees. Low pay, travel, tough to be part of the good old boys club, but the overwhelming reason is constant criticism. People do not want to be yelled at. It's not worth it. I've seen it at every age level. The parent who thinks their kid never fouls. Are you kidding me? Open your eyes, you idiot. That wasn't a foul. Or the parent that thinks the refs have been paid off. How much did the other team pay you? You suck. It's embarrassing the way fans act at games. Bad calls happen in every sport, to every team, to every player. That's life. If you truly love high school sports, please think long and hard the next time you're at a game and getting ready to yell an obscenity or slur at a ref. You are the problem. The number one problem with youth sports. Be better.
Nicely said, John. Nicely done. I do not have anything on the phone banks here. I can't
press
any button. We did lose power on the phones. So let's see. Arthur in the back there. Can you put Susan in Pleasantville on line one up? Can you put her on the air from back there?
Hi, Keith. Hi, John.
Nicely done. Thank you, Arthur. Hi, Susan. What's on your mind this Sound Off Sunday?
Well, I like what you both said in the beginning, especially with the refs and also concerning Baylor with the rape culture. I think that's disgusting. And also early in the 10 o'clock news, I really love what you put on about that Drake basketball player whose parents came from halfway around the world.
How cool that
was
that?
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was
that
awesome.
That was so beautiful.
Drake did a very nice job with that. Love that as well. Here we see it. John, tell us what happened here.
Yeah, Jacob Ennebold, senior, his playing time has decreased, but man, he's had, look at this day, going out for senior day with Jeff Rutter, and all of a sudden he looks over and his parents are there. They came from Denmark.
Not surprising. His parents are tall because he's seven
he's
feet,
seven
right?
foot, yeah.
So his dad, what, 6'6", maybe?
His dad's a big guy.
His mom's over 6 feet tall, too.
Yeah, they're tall parents.
He does not want to let go of mom there. That's a nice moment.
That had the emotions flowing there.
Well done, Drake. Yeah. Appreciate that. Let's go to Dodger Denny in Fort Dodge. Dodger Denny, you have to be fired up about this 5-in-a-row Cyclone basketball. They are peaking at the right time.
Yes, they are. I'm very proud of those boys. They were more relaxed than I've ever seen them play.
They do seem to be playing with a chemistry that is peaking at the right time. They've always liked each other, John, but now they seem to have it figured out. Is it as simple as when Solomon Young was inserted into the lineup, or did it take this long to learn that Niang's not out there and we've all got to work together?
I think a combination of both a little bit. I mean, Solomon Young has been great in the middle, and the cool thing about that is he's still young. He's just a freshman, so he's only going to get better. But the bottom line for Iowa State is they don't have a lot of depth. So they
Burton made a block shot. I let out the biggest yelp, and my brother-in-law, I called him, he lives in Algona, and he said the announcers on the radio went crazy. That was a heck of a damn.
Hey, it was, he had a straight-in shot. It just had about an extra foot on it, but it
he was amped up for that shot.
Yeah, let's briefly go over to the Iowa Hawkeyes, too, at Maryland. John, I did not see this coming at all. I don't know anybody who did. I'm not surprised that when you make that many threes and you have a guy shooting out of his mind that you have a shot. But it wasn't just that.
Yeah.
They look better than Maryland at Maryland by far.
Dominated on the glass, dominated inside. Their guards were better. Jordan Bohannon clearly outplayed Mello Trimble. And before all the crazy people start tweeting, no, I'm not saying Jordan Bohannon is better than Mello Trimble, but clearly in this game, Bohannon was unstoppable. When he's hitting shots like that, man, they are a tough team to beat.
Tyler Cook, 21-10. Bohannon,
24.
24 points.
On eight threes,
So who's player of the week in the Big Ten?
Oh, man, I think you got to go Bohannon.
I think
eight threes on the road.
Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Michael in Beaverdale says new ISU wrestling coach Kevin Dresser looks like Royals Hall of Famer George Brett. Ooh. Is this a match? Pretty good.
That's pretty good right there. And that's quick on the turnaround from last week.
Yeah, nicely done, Michael. Forget Orlando Jones. Expedite Steve says Iowa forward Tyler Cook actually looks like actor Chris Tucker. Is this a match?
All right, guys, you probably noticed that when What's Bugging Andy speaks, little someone up in a certain corner office in Ames seems to listen. Now, I don't deserve all the credit, but I'm going to take it anyway, next in What's Bugging Andy.
Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Aaron writes, as a former official, I'd actually say the travel was the biggest impediment. Flexibility needed at work, but criticism sucks.
Mike, commenting on NASCAR's rule changes, writes, I'm a casual fan, and this made me way more interested. Nice to see NASCAR change a little.
I think Andy is getting a little drunk on his power.
I agree, but he stepped up the influence game this week. It's What's Bugging Andy.
Guys, I feel like I'm riding a hot hand with Iowa State these days. Like, Jamie Pollard is listening to me. I encouraged him to go big on a new wrestling coach, and he pried Kevin Dresser away from Virginia Tech. A few years back, I called for a scoreboard at Hilton Coliseum that actually showed the score, and Pollard delivered. I then asked for a tribute to Johnny Orr. Got that too. Then I loaded for Bear and called for the south end zone to be bowled in at Jack Trice Stadium. And wouldn't you know, that happened too. Man, that feels great. Feels like someone is actually listening. I mean, my old parents don't even listen to me. They ask for help in picking out a car. I tell them, get the Lexus SUV. I show them how it's at the top of the Consumer Reports ratings, and they buy the Chrysler Town & Country, which was at the bottom of the ratings. But Jamie Pollard, he listens. So hey, with a hot hand, I gotta let it ride, right? So hey, Jamie, how about we make another improvement up at Iowa State? How about we address the hairy-chested elephant in the room? Look, Sweet Caroline has its merits. It's light, it's catchy, it's in C major, but so is the theme song from Barney. That doesn't make them right for pumping up the crowd at a major sporting event. I mean, you want to get the big table of cougars in the bar singing and buying shots? Play Sweet Caroline. You want to make your stadium look like a tough place for an opponent to come win a game? Man, pick something else. You want to make your relentless, devoted student section look like the Sacred Heart Girls School's Class of 1974 reunion? Play Sweet Caroline in the third quarter of a game you're not currently winning. You want to make it look like a group that is still resilient and rabid enough to fuel a second half comeback? Man, play something else. By Hilton magic, you mean sorcery, the dark arts. Not pixie dust, not Tinkerbell. Think it over, Jamie. You're on a roll. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Hey, come on now, Andy. Iowa State doesn't play Sweet Caroline if the Cyclones are behind. And hey, Neil Diamond is the Jewish Elvis. Keep Sweet Caroline. The students love it. These students love Sweet Caroline. Cyclones have had their moments against Kansas, but who's in your five shows KU dominance overall. The overall
I remember
dominance.
That.
Yeah, it's real. Sound Off Live continues. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. Cher, what an honor it is to have Cher watching the show. Cher writes, I've been saying for years that you could not pay me enough to officiate these days. Parents, coaches, and players dug their own hole on this one. It's sickening to watch officials take the verbal abuse that they do at some of my 14-year-old's games. Deep breath, it's just a game.
Sean writes, after umpiring a game, a dad went off on me for a strike call that ended the game. I told him if he thought he could do better, he should volunteer. I will never be a ref or umpire ever again. It's one of the most underappreciated and highly criticized jobs you can have.
Who's in your five? John, it's five things going on. The last time KU did not win the Big 12 in basketball.
That'd be what, 2003?
Yes, 2004. 2004. Tom Davis was Drake's basketball coach the last time Kansas was not the Big 12 champion. Number four, Dan McCarney was ISU's football coach. Number three, the last time KU did not win the Big 12 title, Wayne Morgan was ISU's basketball coach. Number two, Steve Alford was Iowa's basketball coach. Wow. And the last time KU did not win the Big 12, Donald Trump started a new job hosting The Apprentice. What's he up to?
My, how things can change in 13 years.
They can change. Let's go to Ryan in Adel with thoughts on the Daytona 500. Ryan, how did you like the new format?
Hello?
Yeah, Ryan, how did you like the new format at the Daytona 500?
I really particularly don't really agree with that. It's kind of new. Maybe it'll work out better. But there's so many crashes today that a lot of people got taken out. And I don't.
Yeah, it took a long time.
Which I like Kurt Busch. I like a lot of NASCAR drivers, but.
Thank you. Right, that took a while too. Yeah. Oh,
what's this?
This looks like breaking news of some sorts.
What's this we have here?
This is a live look at the Eagle Cam. Now, I'm never sure if the Eagle can hear my voice, so I try to bring it down a little bit.
Kind of like golf.
Yeah, I think there's a chance that this is two-way, so the Eagle can also.
He's streaming it, right, the show.
But is that is there anything going on, or we're just putting this up because now we love the Eagle King?
There has been an egg laid.
Where is the egg? It's okay. It's under
the
Eagle.
How selfish is that of the bird? We can't even see the.
We are trying to make good television.
Can somebody tell
him
to move?
Symbol of freedom. Listen, symbol of freedom, off the egg. And back to the phone calls where John is in Des Moines. John, welcome to Sound Off. Are you ready to turn the calendar to March?
Yes, I am, and I just want to try to make this as brief as possible for you. Tell me something. What's your feelings about teams peaking and nose-diving, tail-spinning second half of season like Iowa did last year? Looks like Purdue's doing it this year. Or Maryland, excuse me, they lost three in a row. So what's the deal? They peaked too early, or is that not the case? And how do you, get the heck out of that tailspin once you get it going? So is it all a psych game? And so if it is, what do? You coach it out of them at the beginning of the season and say, hey, in the crunch, get it done, and we got to stiff it up and get moving. So thoughts, please.
Those are a lot of questions, and we don't have time to answer all of them. But the main point you seem to be getting at, momentum and peaking at the right time, which Iowa State seems to be doing.
I don't think there's a clear answer.
Yeah, and Drake has been peaking Drake women for like 2.5 months.
We've seen teams win conference tournaments and then they lose in the first round. We've seen teams sputter to the end and then they're in the Elite Eight.
Right.
It happens. I think it's a mental game. Iowa looked
like it was struggling for 2 weeks and then win at Maryland.
Yeah.
So I agree with Monte Morris. You would rather be playing your best basketball right now. It fills you full of confidence. It answers questions. You want that. But I don't think being in a cool streak eliminates you in March. If you can get in the tournament, especially this year, it's just about anybody's
tournament. He mentioned
two
Big Ten teams. I think Purdue has a chance to turn it around. I think Maryland's done.
You think Maryland is done? John just killed Maryland. All right, Dale Jr. did not win the Daytona 500, but he did make face-off. That's next, along with your final live takes. Maybe we'll see the Eagle again if he does something. It's all live on Sound Off. Do something, symbol of freedom. You can email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. Mark it down, Iowa State in the Sweet 16. Book it. It's free money. You are welcome, T-Money and Huxley.
Man. Time for face-off. Murph, 3 weeks ago, you laid out how Iowa State can make wrestling great again. Wrestling insiders tell me Kevin Dresser is a great hire. How do you think Jamie Pollard did?
I think he did great. Hired best possible available coach, a program builder with Iowa roots. Pollard also used the opportunity to let everyone know he does care about wrestling, knows ISU's place in wrestling history, and wants back to the top. He also said we overlooked ISU's recently upgraded facilities and relatively big budget. Fair point. I meant ISU must keep up in the arms race with other elite programs, which ISU plans by becoming a regional training center.
That's an upgrade in facilities and commitment.
Also doesn't hurt. Dresser has a little history with the Brands brothers.
That's good for wrestling. That it's needed.
Speaking of needing an upgrade, NASCAR is free-falling in ratings and attendance. Will this year's Daytona 500 help?
No. A new format feels like a gimmick, and many fans hate it. Then Junior gets wrecked way too long, too. It's almost as long as the Oscars.
Yeah, for the few spots I tuned in, I just couldn't really get into it. La La Land will likely win Best Picture. I didn't see it, but I can tell you I would not like it. People breaking into song for no reason. This is Face Off on Sound Off. You saw it, Best Picture worthy?
Not to me, but I don't love musicals. However, as soon as I saw this happy love letter to Hollywood, yeah, I knew Oscar voters could not wait to pat themselves on the back.
And they're about to. Admire did a story on the new high school.
Wait a second, the show is still going?
I think, yeah.
In its eighth hour? Okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
I think it started at 2 o'clock. Admire did a story on the new high school basketball trend to short shorts. These kids think these shorts are short. They must be too young to recall the Bird Magic ball chokers.
Can we say ball chokers?
I did.
We thought, my day, the shorter and tighter, the better. Baggy meant you were small at the end of the bench and had to wear extra larges.
Give me the Fab Five look. That's what I want. Fab Five baggy shorts.
Not according to this photo.
I guess not, man. Ugh, God,
over,
disgusting.
Under, overrated, Rocky IV. Come on, the Russians start chanting Rocky at the end, and the movie is mostly one long music video.
Underrated, Rocky Lombardi, star quarterback at Valley, but handled the crushing disappointment at the state wrestling tournament with nothing but class.
He sure did. He has a bright future, playing quarterback at Michigan
quarterback
State.
Quarterback at Michigan State.
Oh, all right, boys, this show is dragging, let me tell you. So you got 1 minute. 1 minute to wrap it up.
This show is dragging. Did you see the Daytona 500?
And the Oscars are still on. Tiny ref.
All right. Let's take a call here. Greg is in West Des Moines. Greg, with a thought on high school refs. Greg, a quick take from you on the subject, please.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I really appreciate you guys calling out the refs and all along. I listen to the show, and we deserve a lot. I referee hockey, and I umpire baseball. And a couple of questions to get the younger generation into it. You know, the pay is great. You know, at one point, one of the basketball refs said the pay wasn't that good. But the pay is great, and you're not going to find a better paying job if you're a high school kid looking at getting into refereeing.
Yeah, for a really young person, the pay's probably not great across all demographics, but point taken.
You're looking for to make a few extra bucks on the side,
yeah,
and you like being part of the sport. It's a good gig to have. It's getting into it and getting started where they're having trouble getting that young generation going.
Heather from Grinnell has our final thought. Heather?
Hi. I was just trying to get some advice for our high school girls basketball team in Grinnell.
You came to the right place. How can we help you?
This is the first time in school history that the girls basketball team have made it to the state playoff tournament, and I was just wondering any advice or things that we could tell the girls or pump them up or, you know.
I wish we could, but that'll do it for us because we're back next week. We're out of time. I'm sorry. I wish we could give that advice.
Leave it all on the line. You got one game to play. Play it like that. We leave it with the sound off, send off. Check this out. Girls state basketball starts Monday. Several local teams advance in thrilling fashion to get there. Van Meter's one of them. Buzzer beaters all around.